This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. Let's get to this. Who is this again?
Okay,
this is,
so it's Collins. What's his name? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Why did I say Collins? Right. Will Ferrell and this person, this woman now, Harper. So Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live, right?
Right.
And Harper was a writer. Okay, and okay. they were great friends, just great friends, And then all of a sudden, and that's what, like, Will had his wife and their kids. Harper, her name used to be, I forgot what her name used to be, but she was a man when they were on Saturday Night Live. And, okay. And she got married to so she was hetero and she had a couple kids. And then one day.
Back up just a minute here. You lost me.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to.
All right, now Harper was a dude.
Yeah, Harper was a dude.
On Saturday Night Live.
He was a writer.
Yeah. Harper married a woman.
Harp.
And had a couple
Let's call
of kids.
Him Harp back then.
But Harp.
Yeah.
Married a woman.
Had a couple kids.
Had a couple of kids.
Yeah, and okay. They all were friends all and everything was great and blah, blah, blah.
But.
And then one day, Will gets a letter from Harp. Saying, I'm going to be Harper. I'm taking hormones, estrogen. I'm going to have surgery. And I now am a woman. I'm identifying as Harper.
Okay. So Harper, the writer that was a dude that was married with two kids, has decided now to become a woman.
Correct.
And informed his good friend, Will, or her good friend, Will.
Correct.
That she's about to become a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
And so... I feel like they exploited it, but that's just... So now it's a Netflix special. And it's basically about how Will Ferrell... How do you accept somebody that you knew as your bro for all this time,
yeah.
And now she's a woman? And so he wanted to go on a road trip with her and figure out how they find this path together. Like, yeah. What does it all mean?
Like their new relationship.
And I have the actual trailer for it.
Okay.
All right. Hi there. I'm Will Ferrell, one of the greatest actors in the world. A long time ago, back when I was at Saturday Night Live, I met a guy who was hired as a writer the same week I was hired. He wrote a bunch of sketches for me and eventually became the head writer of SNL. And over the years, he became one of my closest friends. And then one day, I got this email. Hey, Will, something I need you to know. I'll be transitioning to live as a woman.
I don't doubt that Will is my friend, but I'm not Andrew Steele anymore.
It was just... Whoa.
I love this country so much, I just don't know if it loves me back right now.
Harper, would you want to do a road trip as this new version of yourself?
So here's the thing. I watched it because remember I was sick over the weekend, kidney yeah. number one acting out. But anyway, I watched it and it wasn't funny. It felt weird. It felt uncomfortable. And let me explain why.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and I are friends outside of the show. Like, when we go in the parking lot, we crack each other up, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's super funny, just you and I, and we're not doing it for anybody but us. Like, yeah. We just make each other laugh, right?
Right.
And so I feel like that's how those two were, right? They were funny together, even outside of Saturday Night Live and stuff, and they were just friends. And you know how when you have a good friend that's funny, it's like the best? And so I want you, all right, we'll role play.
Okay.
So let me explain.
All right.
Now you're going to be Harper.
I am.
Yeah.
So but am listen, I a dude or a girl?
You're a woman.
I am.
You have mm-hmm. you have breasts and you have a wiener.
Really?
Listen, take this right serious because I'm going to try to explain why it was uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay. This part isn't uncomfortable to me. All right. And I'm still your friend, Jamie.
You're my friend, Jamie.
But you're BJ.
And I'm taking hormones.
Yeah. You have hormones.
So I'm on edge right now because I got my hormones raging. I got boobs. Got a wiener.
So you and I are going to take a road trip. You've written me, BJ. Yeah. And now you're BJ.
Beach.
And you've written me, but we've been friends forever, and I know you're funny, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now you have boobs and a wiener,
yeah.
And I see you, and we're going to go on a road trip.
Right.
Right? Well, I only know you as the person that we were always funny together, right? Right? So I'm like, dude, you got boobs and a wiener, yeah. Right?
Jamie, look at these.
Right? None of that happened. None of that happened.
No, really?
She was so serious and so struggling about everything, and it was so uncomfortable to watch Will try to navigate this, because like me, all of a sudden with you, because we're always funny, and then me, like all of a sudden you start crying, like, it's not funny. I really am a woman. And you're like, oh, but oh, I just wow. thought we were still friends, like we could do this.
So when you watch this thing, I mean, Will is not in his character.
No.
Because he's all about, you know, being comedy.
Right.
And so he can't even crack jokes about
no.
it.
No, and she wants to be treated like a woman and like, and well, then, be feminine. It was so uncomfortable because
you would think that the two of them would figure that part out before they shot
exactly.
it or during shooting.
Yeah.
That it would be like, okay, everybody stop the cameras. This isn't going the way I thought it would go. Or at least one would speak up.
And you kept breaking down. And I'm not a therapist, right? Like, I don't know how to deal with what you're going through and what you went through and all that stuff. And there's nothing funny. Nothing funny happens at all in the... There's a champagne scene, but they're not in it, and it's pretty funny. But there's nothing in it that's funny, like, at all. She just keeps breaking down, and you know. And the one thing you do learn is you are taught, like, the struggles of the being trans.
Yeah.
You know? And we should probably stop saying, blew a tranny, because now I feel sensitive.
No, that's what happened to our race car.
I know, but now I feel like I did like sensitivity training since I've watched this movie, and I don't feel.
You've got a new outlook.
Yeah, I just blew a tranny. I can't do it anymore. Right. I just can't. But it's weird because then it was like he was mocking her because he dressed up all goofy when they went out to dinner, and she was trying to be really pretty.
Oh.
And so, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah.
And then the whole production was such a mess, in my opinion, that at the end, it was so contrived that they tried to fix it at the end. I won't say what happened at the end, where he was like acting like, okay, I accept you now. But like, if you... BJ, I promise you.
Yeah.
If I got a wiener,
yeah,
I would still have fun with you.
You would? What exactly do you mean by fun? Because now that changes a lot, Jamie. It changes a lot. I got to tell you, having fun doesn't seem the same. I mean, having fun right now is cracking a joke in the elevator. I don't know what else is going to happen in the elevator.
Oh my God, never mind. I'm trying to explain it. Like, she just lost her, like, her personality, too. But like, she's really serious,
like,
and really
the
unhappy.
The funny side of the writer was
just
gone.
It's just all gone.
It sounds like both of them entered this thing with two different conceptions of what exactly the show was about. And it never went in either one's direction. They're just trying to stay in the middle, which is clearly not entertaining at all.
No, and he tries to be funny in it, and it lands wrong every time. It just lands
That's
wrong.
That's so awkward for Will.
You can't take him seriously. I mean, you just
right,
can't.
Like, he's
every
a goofball.
Every role he's ever played, he's a goofy guy, you know?
And he's not and a like therapist, that. And she keeps breaking down, and he keeps, like, kind of touching her shoulder, like, it's okay.
I wonder if he now thinks, that was a horrible idea.
Yeah,
I
feel like he did
there.
While they were filming.
Yeah.
Because he kept saying, like, we're Sounds not doing like one it. Fun thing.
That sounds like you talking to me.
It was anyway. It's on Netflix. It's called Will and Harper.
Wow.
The one thing, Will and Harper, and it's on Netflix. The one thing I will tell you, honestly, that it does do is teaches you the struggles that people go through as what do you call it?
In their transition.
There we go. I don't even know what to call it. Yeah, I mean, because that part of their life is really sad, that how they struggle. And again, we can't say Blue Train anymore.
We can't?
I'm out of that one.
Well, I haven't watched the show, so I can still say it. Well, I didn't watch it, so I don't have that sensitivity.
Right? Yeah, there's no empathy.
No, well, Blue Train, man.
I mean, just a struggle like
that's
that.
That's a race car.
You learn about a lot about their lives. Like, Wow, it's real, and it's not, you know, it's like, it's sad because they've lived a lie in their own heads.
Is it getting bad reviews?
No, it's getting good reviews. I'm the only one that gave them a bad one.
Oh, really? It is getting good reviews.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nobody else is seeing it that way?
Well, I
guess it's politically correct. You can't say it's bad.
That is exactly what's happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I really feel like if you got boobs and you kept your wiener, I would literally be hazing you so hard because that's who we are to each other.
I'd turn you into HR. In a heartbeat.
I would be like, hey, do you want to honk and, you know, and? Because, I mean, to me, you're the ultimate, like, human body now, because even women love boobs.
Right.
So I could honk you while we did the other.
All right. I'd probably do it with you once.
Okay.
But then I'm going to HR. after one time, okay? I have my limits, you know.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com